Okay, Hebrew, or excuse me, Proverbs chapter 4. We were in Hebrews 4 some in Sunday school. Hear ye children, the instruction of a father. The title of the lesson today, or the message, is The Instruction of a Father. And attend to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. For I was my mother's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and he said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and ye shall she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. We'll be going through the chapter this morning, God willing. I was thinking, Miss Eve, as I was reading, of Brother Brent this week. I don't know what it was, but every time Brother Brent opened the Bible, I'm going to see if I can get an amen from our kids. It was like he put it in fifth gear, speed reading. I never seen anybody read so fast in all my life. You know what I think? I think he just couldn't wait to preach. Amen. And he took off. Y'all remember that? Amen. I mean, he got it done. So this morning I was thinking of that as I was reading. I was trying to slow down and be delivered. You can be seated. Pray for us this morning. Father, thank you this morning for the privilege to be at Bible Way. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. And Lord Jesus, we want to thank you this morning for the Word of God. And Lord, I praise you this morning. Lord, for speaking to my heart about this service today. I pray, dear God, you'd help us in these days, Lord, to know that everything we need is right in front of us. Help us, our Lord. God, I pray you'd help our young people. I pray, Lord, that those that went to camp last week, not only our children, but, Lord, all of those, our Father, would never forget what they learned. God, just may it find a lodging place in their heart. God, we'll give you glory. Speak to our hearts today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let me just go through this with you this morning. We have something we want to do at the end of the service, but let me just go through with this what's on my heart. A dear lady, she is married to a pastor, and she sat just a couple of seats from Miss Eve and I on Friday night. And Brother Steve, I was almost embarrassed. I mean, she found out I was a pastor, and she said to me, by the way, she has six children. She was at camp with one of them. You talk about a husband. The husband had the other five at home. Amen. She didn't make it to the sixth floor. Say amen. She got content somewhere along the way. Amen. But anyway, she looked over at me, and she knew I was a pastor, and her husband's a pastor. And I had shared with her what Brother Brent's preaching had meant to me. He stayed in Colossians 3 all week and didn't even finish it. There was no title for any of the lessons, and it was just line upon line, precept upon precept, expository preaching from the Word of God. I told Brother Brent, he gave me a ride back to the top one day. You say, why did you get a ride? You go down for a week, and by Thursday, you'll know why, if you can get a ride back to the top. I think they should take up an offering, put in an escalator for people like me. I got down there. I thought I'd be the only white-haired man there, but us white-haired men, we teamed up. Amen. There was several of us there. I'm glad that it's still in the hearts of men and women to minister to the kids. Amen. It was a blessing. This lady said to me, she said, I guess you've been studying for Sunday all week. I said, well, ma'am, I said, I didn't even get her name. I said, actually, I've been reading all week, and I said, I've been in God's Word. I said, but honestly, right now, I have no idea what God wants for Sunday. God taught me something even Friday night. We're all different. Yeah, say amen. Brother John, something come back to me that you said, Brother Jack said to somebody, said to a young man, just be yourself. And I said to Brother Brent as we was riding back up, I said, boy, I tell you what, I said, I've enjoyed being in that Colossians 3 this week. I said, you may just have taught an old dog a new trick. And we had a good time together. He was a big-time hunter, and one of the first stories he told was about killing a rattlesnake with a bow and arrow. was all over that, amen, in Texas. And then he didn't just kill it. He killed it. It wasn't just dead. It was really dead when he got done with it, amen. And anyway, he told a lot of stories about hunting. We had a good time together. I went back and sat in the recliner Friday night, so tired I could hardly hear it, hold my head up. But I opened God's Word to Proverbs chapter 4. And in about 5 minutes, God outlined this chapter. And I'm going to share with you this morning what he gave to me. Everybody's different. You understand what I mean? But I've learned to trust him. I believe God is on time every time. Say amen. And he knows what we need even before we ask. I bowed my head that night and I said, Lord, Sunday's coming. This sure would be a blessing. I had grass to mow when I got home and weed eating to do, garden to water and different things that needed to be done when I got home. I said, sure would be a blessing, Lord, if you'd give me some direction for Sunday. So here we go. I want to look at the instruction of a father. Number one, in verse number two, we see the word doctrine. Everything God gave me starts with the word D, doctrine. What is doctrine? Doctrine is what the Word of God teaches. Do you know what some dads believe? They believe they take their children to Sunday school. That relieves them of their responsibility to teach their children Bible doctrine. And then some dads, they take their kids to Sunday school. They take them to church, send them to a Christian school, and they believe that relieves them of their responsibility to teach their children the doctrine. There's doctrines, Bible doctrines. Some people are so foolish they'll get up and say something like this, doctrine doesn't matter. Doctrine is what the Word of God said, amen, what thus saith the Lord concerning salvation, concerning sanctification, concerning prayer, concerning separation. They're Bible doctrines all throughout the Word of God. And a father, this father, the instruction of the father is going to begin with a man knowing that I don't know what my children need, but my God does know what my children need. And what they need is going to be found in this precious old book that we call the Holy Bible. I appreciate the Bible, don't you? Now listen to me. I begin to think about this as God began to stir in my heart. I didn't get doctrine from my dad. I'm not down in my dad. My dad was living in the world. My dad introduced me to my first alcoholic beverage when I was about 11 years old. I'm not down in my dad. Later, my daddy got saved. And my daddy served God. And my daddy will be he'll be rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ. But daddy, like a lot of daddies, was delinquent when I was a boy. Amen. He was there. He performed his duty. He brought the groceries home. He brought the money home. He made sure we had a place to live, made sure we had clothes on our back and all that. Now, I am not down in my daddy. I don't want you to get that. But if you have a daddy that will sit down with you and share the Word of God with you, you ought to jump straight up and down and say, thank my God that I have a daddy that not only knows the doctrine in the Word of God, but will share that doctrine with his children. What thus saith the Lord, the doctrine of heaven, the doctrine of hell, the doctrine of eschatology. That's just a big old word that means the end time things, things that are, we're living in them today, amen. Jesus is coming, and a lot of children don't understand that we're living on the threshold of the coming of the Son of God. We need some dads, the instruction of the Father. It needs to include doctrine. And then in the next verse, in chapter number 4, verse number 3, I could preach there a long time, and you know that. But I'm just trying to get you to understand, beloved. Listen, remember the coloring book? When Brother Jeff was here, how many members of the coloring book? You can take that coloring book and teach your children the doctrine of forgiveness. Amen. In the Word of God. Color a page with them. Look at the verse. And beloved, sit down with them and teach them the Word of God. That's a blessing, the instruction of the Father. Secondly, I see the word, I've already touched on this duty. He said, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Here's what the Lord spoke to my heart in that. The duty, it's the duty of the father. The father has many duties in the home. But I'm going to tell you something right now. It's the mother that has that tenderness, that has that tender touch. You know, have you ever said something like this? When your daddy gets home, oh dear God, mama, say something else. Amen. Don't say, because I knew daddy was not nearly as tender as mama.
And I knew what Daddy was going to do wasn't going to be near as tender as what Mama was going to do. But we'd get so bad off sometimes, she'd say, when your Daddy gets home, he'll deal with you. And then you have to live on this earth 4, 5, 6 hours waiting on your Daddy to get home. That ain't fair. Amen. But I'm telling you what's the truth. It helped me in my life, amen, to have a Daddy that did what needed to be done, when it needed to be done. And he loved me enough to correct me. And I want to stop right there and say, thank God I have a Father in heaven that won't let me go my own way. But he loves me enough when I get out of the path to correct me and bring me back into that path. Beloved, we're living in a generation, you don't have to like what I'm going to say, but many dads have sidestepped their duty. I'm telling you, they're that tall and running the house. That ain't right. God didn't plan it that way. God said that Jesus was to be the head of the man, and the man was to be the head of the house. We're living in a generation when a lot of men need to check and see if there's any lace on their bloomers. Say amen. I'm telling you, beloved, God wants men to be men. We have a duty to be men. To have a spine. Not to be arrogant. Not to be, beloved, prideful. But to be humble enough to understand that there's some things that God didn't lay in our wife's lap. Didn't lay in the mama's lap. But he laid it in the lap of the fathers. Said, you must perform this duty. For I was my father's son. You know who Solomon's father was? That would have been David. David, that soldier, David, that man of war. I promise you that Bathsheba was tender, but I promise you that David was tough. And I believe, listen, that even if you got right down to it, David may have wondered later on in Solomon's life, was I tough enough? Amen. Love sometimes is tough. And so we see the instruction of the Father. Let's hurry. We see the doctrine. We see the duty. I see also a determination in the instruction of the Father. He said in verse number 4, he said, he taught me also, and he said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Verse 5, get wisdom and understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Now listen to me. I use the word determination right here. We grew up with a wood stove. And when Dad said, son, get the wood in, it required action. You had to get up from where you were. And by the way, if Dad said it, you got up from where you were immediately. And you went outside to where the wood was, and you picked up the wood, and you brought it back in so that it could be put in the stove and keep the home warm. Amen. And here is the determination. Get wisdom. We're living in a generation where people just want wisdom to fall out of the sky and fall into my lap and show me how to be a daddy. Show me how to be a son. Show me how to be a daughter. God said, go get it. Amen. Where is it? It's right here in the precious Word of God. I believe, beloved, that we would be ashamed, even in good churches, of how little we read and study the precious Word of God. We need that in this generation. There was a determination. We see here, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. You say, Pastor, what does that mean? That means it's the main thing. You know what our problem is? The main thing is no longer the main thing. Say amen. You say, Pastor, wisdom. Well, how about this? The Bible said, the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is, anybody know the next word? Wise. If we've got wisdom, beloved, then we're not living for time, we're living for eternity. If we've got wisdom, when we look at someone, thank God there was a young man came in this week, an absolute rebel came into the camp. He had his cigarettes in his pocket when he got there. He had his cell phone in his pocket when he got there. And when he found out he couldn't carry his cigarettes and he couldn't carry his cell phone, he was very upset, Brother Wayne. But by Thursday, the Word of God had bit him and he got saved by the grace of God and couldn't ask enough questions about the Word of God. I know, Brother Brent, he told me with tears in his eyes, beloved, that made the whole week worthwhile. That's wisdom. Wisdom. He could have left there a fool. He could have rejected God's word. He could have rejected God's way. But he didn't do that. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge aright. Exalt her and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Let's hurry. Look at verse 9. The instruction of the Father will bring deliverance. The Bible said in verse number 9, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. You want to raise young'uns that'll be delivered from this sin-benighted world that we live in? You're going to have to, beloved. Help them to understand. Mama don't know everything. Daddy don't know everything. But there's a God in heaven you can depend on. And if you'll get in His book, His word will be a lamp unto your feet. It'll be a light unto your path. And God will help you through this world that we live in and deliver you safely to the other side. The next word God gave me is direction. I could preach 10, 15 minutes on each one of these words, but I'm giving it to you. Look at verse 11. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. Listen to me carefully. There's a lot of dads in our world, Brother Grizzle, that want to show their children the right path. They'll say, right there it is now. Right there it is. Right there's the path. You get over and walk in it. That ain't what this text said. This text said there was a daddy, brother, when he's instructing his son that's in that path, that's leading him in that path, that's walking in that path. Amen? That's what we need in this generation. We need some daddies. Now say, hey, now listen, you need to go to Sunday school. No, you need to take them to Sunday school. Amen. Yeah, you need to read your Bible. No, you need to sit down and read the Bible with them. Amen. You need to do this. You need to pray. No, we need to sit down and pray with them. Say amen. And this father in the text, beloved, was leading them in the right path. God will never lead us in the wrong path. And if God's leading the daddy and the daddy's leading the children, then the children are going to end up where God and the daddy is, and that's in a wonderful place called heaven. The Bible said, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. I didn't see this the other day. I had my back to the young lady. I'd say it embarrassed her to death. I said, Miss Eve, what happened? I knew there was a commotion behind me, and Miss Eve was facing the commotion. She said the young'un face planted on the concrete. In other words, she just tripped and she skinned her knee and she must have got up at a breakneck speed because I didn't see any of it. And she skipped on down the steps. And you say, Pastor, are you making light of the young lady? No, I'm just telling you that's how fast things can change in our life. Satan's laying them snares out everywhere. He wants them to stumble. He wants them to trip up. Amen. And he wants them, beloved, to be destroyed. We see the direction here. Now get a hold of this. I got two more things and I'm done. In verse number 14, he said, enter not into the path of the wicked and go not in the ways of evil men. I wrote in the margin of my Bible right there the word darkness. In the instruction of the Father needs to instruct His children that there's some dark places in this world where you don't need to be walking. Amen. Listen to me. You and I both know there's not much good at all happening after 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening. Say amen. And now we're living in a generation, they don't even wait on it to get dark. They'll do it in broad daylight knowing there's cameras filming it. They'll push somebody off in front of a subway knowing that there's cameras. They'll shoot up somebody. They'll stab somebody knowing that there's cameras. But I'm telling you, they're walking in the ways of darkness. And a daddy that's worth his salt, is going to warn his children of the dark places in this world. Watch this now. The Bible said, enter not in the path of the wicked. Go not in the way of evil men. We'll find the word darkness in a moment. Avoid it. Pass not by it. And turn from it. Pass away. You know what some daddies are saying? Listen to me. Dad, don't ever be guilty of saying this. Don't ever tell your youngins, well, you just need to sow your wild oats. That's about the stupidest statement I've ever heard in this world. Say amen. You know what happens when you sow wild oats? You reap wild oats. You say, Pastor, how do you know that? Ask a bunch of us. We're not proud of it. God saved us, but we're scarred for life. That's what sin will do to you. It'll scar you. Scar your mind. It'll scar your body. Say amen. You can shine your halo next Sunday after Jesus comes. But right now, we're not angels. And ain't no use to act like we are. Watch what the Word of God said. Avoid it. Pass not by it. For they sleep not except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. That's all some people live for, is to cause somebody else to fall. You know what I thank God? These youngins could tell you better than I could. But they made some friends. And you know what I saw? I didn't see anybody that was trying to help somebody else to fall. I saw youngins helping one another to stand. And dear God, that's what we need. We need daddies helping their youngins to stand and having done all to stand. Keep them out of the darkness where that's all they live for, is to see somebody else fall. To see somebody else fall. Some preachers are even guilty. They gloat, especially if it's a pastor of a different denomination. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care what they're preaching. If they're even naming the name of Christ and they fall, they're hurting the cause of Christ. Brother Steve, Brother Ralph, you talked about the old day. Brother John, there was a day when people wouldn't even come on a church property and do what they do today. You say, Brother Rick, what's the matter with them people? I tell you what, it ain't them people, it's the pulpits. They've been discouraged. They've seen the garbage. There was a man that I ministered to for years, and he never would get saved. Thank God he finally got saved when he saw the grace of God in his dying 38 or 39-year-old boy. He saw the grace of God, and I never could get to the bottom of what the holdup was. And I found out he was a boss in the mines. And what the holdup was is he had men working with him and working for him that were deacons and preachers and naming the name of Christ and living like hell. Help us to warn our children about the dark places and not to be guilty of walking in them ourselves. The Word of God said here, watch it, avoid it, turn by, for they sleep not except they cause some to fall, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Notice what the Bible said down here. In verse number 19, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. The other night in Bible school, when we darkened the teen room and we put the obstacles down in the floor, had Maggie started across that room in the dark, she would have stumbled. She would have fell. She would have hurt herself. But she wouldn't even know what she tripped over, Brother Steve, because it was dark. She would just know she tripped over something because it's dark. But what made the difference was this little light of mine. It allowed her to walk right through without stumbling in the darkness. We need to warn them about the darkness. And then the last thing in the message today, hear ye children the instruction of a father and attend to no understanding. In verse 23, let me start reading in verse 20. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them. Youngins, that's what we was talking about in Sunday school. Opening this book and finding them. Find those words. Find that wisdom. Go get it. It's not just going to happen. You got to go get it. If I told the children that there was diamonds underneath the carpet in the youth room, and all they have to do is find them, do you think the carpet would be in the youth room? In 30 minutes, there would be no carpet. You say, Pastor, it's glued down. I don't care. I promise you, fingernails, claw hammers, scrapers, they'd get it up. I told them, you can have them diamonds. All you got to do is find them. What's in this word is more precious than gold. It's more precious than diamonds. But you got to go get it. You got to get it out. You got to get it out. It's got to be mined. Go in there and dig for it. You know, I don't know if this is a real good illustration, but I think, Brother Steve, I've never had a real good one, but I've had access. I've never owned one, but I borrowed one most of the time looking for an arrow that went up under the grass. Brother Steve, you preached on arrows to children Wednesday night. But if you shoot an arrow and you miss the target or shoot through the target and it goes under the grass, it's virtually impossible to find it. Michael, you know what I'm talking about. But you can take a metal detector. Boop, boop, boop. I'll dig right here a little while, amen? And you get down there and it's a fork. Or it's a pop lid, amen? Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you, amen? Some of y'all seen them on the beach. Boop, boop, boop. You know what I believe the Spirit of God is? You just hover over this book. And every once in a while, Brother Steve, boop, 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 boop. He'll know, let you know there's something right in front of you that's fixing to bless your soul, fixing to help you in your walk with God. Watch this now. The Bible said, keep thy heart. My last word is diligence, with all diligence. It's not something that's going to happen. Dad, the instruction of a father is not just haphazard, take it or leave it. Some here today, right here today, their father's delinquent, like my dad was when I was a kid. Some right here today, their father's a deadbeat. He won't even support them. He won't even bring in the groceries. He won't even pay the power bill, keep the air conditioning on and the heat on. Some... I started to use the word as I began to go through my mind this morning, deceased. I don't like that word. Some of our daddies have been delivered. My daddy, he ain't with me anymore. But he's in a much better place. He's with Jesus. And it ain't going to be long. And I'm going to be with Daddy and Jesus. And Mama and Jesus. And Papa and Jesus. And my Granny and Jesus. We didn't call my papa, we called him Grandpa, my grandmother, Granny. Amen. And now I'll tell you what, Granny's gravy was just about as good as Granny. And I'm telling you, it was good. Diligence. Work at it. You got to work at it. You're going to be a good dad. We need to learn that song, He's Still Working on Me, Brother Wade. I ain't there yet, Brother Wade. He's still working on Daddy. We need that diligence, amen, in our heart that we might convey that diligence to their hearts as the children of God. Watch what he said. Put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips. Put far away from thee. That's in verse 24, 25. Let thine eyes look right on and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. That's the instruction of a father. Not go ahead, son. But son, please don't do that. Son, that'll destroy your life. I don't know why this keeps coming up. It keeps coming up in my teaching with the youngins probably once a month. Don't ever take a pill that didn't come from a pharmacy. I mean, they're experimenting with things today, and I don't know how many parents I've heard testify through the news or through the news media. They said, my kid did not overdose. My kid was poisoned. There is a difference. In other words, a kid that overdoses, they want to die, so they just take a bunch of pills so that it'll kill them. But they just took one little pill thinking that that pill would do what it did the last time they took it. And it was laced with fentanyl. He said, Pastor, you shouldn't preach like that. If I don't warn them, who is? Who is going to warn them? Our youngins need to be warned. He said, well, that's off somewhere else. Your head's in the sand. It's everywhere in America. The Chinese have to be laughing at us. Look here, guys. I figured out a way to kill them by the thousands, and we don't even have to fire a shot. Let's just send some fentanyl across the border. Let them lace the drugs. And they're dying by the thousands in America because of the wickedness. Dad, we can't make our kids, but we can guide them. We can instruct them in the things of God. Amen? And that's what God wants us to do. Hear ye children, the instruction of a father. I need to read a verse. It's in Psalm 27. Turn there. I need to read this. Maybe your dad's in heaven. Maybe your dad is delinquent. Maybe your dad's a deadbeat. I need to read this. God, the Holy Spirit just reminded me. Psalms chapter 27. In verse number 10, it said, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. You know where that leaves every one of us in this room? Without excuse. God will take us up. So I don't have a good dad. I don't have a dad to teach me. All the more reason to get your nose in this book. Get your heart in this book. Say, God, teach me thy will, thy way, thy words. Teach me. Show me. If you're here today and you have a dad that's still living, and a dad that loves you, a dad that will correct you, a dad that will teach you in the ways of God, you are to shout the victory. You ought to thank God every day for your dad, for your mom, for brothers and sisters in Christ that are here for you to show you the way of righteousness. I'm just glad you come this morning.